Welcome to the PAC Football Report for October 14, 2006. I'm Joe Underko. Once again, we will look back at last week's games involving football teams in the President's Athletic Conference, while also previewing the week ahead. The race for the 2006 PAC football title is beginning to take shape after three league matchups on October 7th. The big game took place in Greenville, where Washington and Jefferson rallied from a 9-point fourth-quarter deficit to take the lead, then held off a late teal rally in a 27-23 victory over the Tomcats. With the win, the Presidents joined idle Waynesburg on top of the league standings with perfect league records. In other action, Bethany earned its first PAC win since the 2003 season, as the Bison posted a 34-28 homecoming win over Grove City. After three consecutive 1-9 campaigns, Bethany has already posted its third win of the season with five games to play. Bison head coach Tim Weaver talks about the victory.
Well, I think there was a lot of streaks that ended. The streak against Grove City, our streak at homecoming games, and obviously the PDC streak, which was the biggest one for us. And it was great for our program. I think our kids thought they could win, and now they know they can. In our league, we can be a competitive team at this level and in this conference. And, it was great. I was very happy for Bethany, the campus, the community, the whole school, the student body. Homecoming here is a big deal, and it really was a great day. And I was more happy for everybody else. You know, for the staff, we had gotten our first couple of wins and knew we were going in the right direction, but I think this validated it and showed our players, you know, how excited they could get people if they continue to play well.
Finally, Thomas Moore scored on its first seven offensive possessions as the Saints rolled to a 42-14 win at Westminster. Freshman running back Monty Collier rushed 16 times for 142 yards and three touchdowns in the win to earn PAC Offensive Player of the Week recognition. Other conference award winners included Washington and Jefferson senior defensive lineman Dan Broadland, who posted an 8-tackle, 2-sack performance against Teal that included a forced fumble and block kick. Special teams laurels went to Teal kicker punter Sammy Coyle, who booted a school-record 67-yard punt in the loss to WNJ while adding a 26-yard field goal. This week, all seven PAC teams are in action, including three league contests. Washington and Jefferson and Waynesburg both look to remain unbeaten with home PAC contests. WNJ hosts Westminster for homecoming in Washington, PA at 2 p.m. in a matchup of the top two passers in the conference. Titan freshman signal caller Kevin Franz leads the league with 206.4 yards per game through the air, followed by President sophomore Bobby Swallow at 173.2 yards per contest. Westminster head coach Jeff Hand talks about his rookie quarterback.
Kevin steadily improved, and he's continuing to make progress almost daily. And he's one of the good young quarterbacks in the conference, and we have many good young quarterbacks in the conference, though.
Waynesburg also celebrates homecoming this weekend as the Yellow Jackets host the Rising Bethany Bison at Wiley Stadium in Waynesburg at 1:30 p.m. Waynesburg senior Eric Daniels leads the PAC with 171.2 all-purpose yards per game, while Bethany senior wideout T.J. Parker tops the conference in both receptions and receiving yards per game. Yellow Jacket head coach Rick Sheppis talks about the matchup.
Yeah, I think Coach has really done an outstanding job over there getting those guys ready to play. They're playing with a lot of enthusiasm. They're playing with a lot of confidence. They are not the Bethany team of old. They are rejuvenated. I heard a lot of good things coming out of camp there in the springtime about some of the things Coach was doing to get players on the straight and narrow, both in the classroom and on the field. So, we're more than concerned about this team coming in here for homecoming.
The final conference matchup is the 23rd annual Mercer County Cup battle between local rivals Teal and Grove City, hosted by the Wolverines in Grove City at 2 p.m. Grove City holds a 14-8 all-time advantage in cup games, but the Tomcats have won four of the last five meetings between the two schools, including a 30-0 shutout in Greenville last season. Finally, Thomas Moore steps out of league play this weekend with a matchup against winless Frostburg State in Frostburg, Maryland at 1:30 p.m. The Saints enter the game with the top team rushing defense in the PAC, allowing just over 76 yards per game on the ground. That's all for this edition of the PAC Football Report. For the latest PAC football news, scores, and statistics, log on to our website at www.pacathletics.org. I'm Joe Underko. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you at the stadium.